form of freedom. Freedom from laziness and lethargy, freedom from the expectations and demands of others, freedom from weaknesses and fear, and doubt. Self-discipline allows a person to feel his individuality, his inner strength, his talent. He is the master of, rather than a slave to, his thoughts and emotions. H.A. Dorfman. For most people, when they hear the word self-discipline, a mental image of chains and a strict routine that severely limits freedom and creative abilities come out. Most people have learned to associate self-discipline with a surrender of basic freedom and spontaneity. The majority of people see choosing self-discipline as a forceful, restrictive, and severely limited life pattern. But the truth is, none of these stereotypes could be farther from the truth. None of these parochial opinions could be more misleading, for self-discipline is anything but forceful and restricted. Instead, it is the most common denominator running through the lives of the greatest men and women to have ever walked the earth. In almost all cases, it is the secret behind major breakthroughs, technological and scientific, that have evolved to change and improve our life on planet Earth for the better. Yet, only a very few percentage of the world's population can claim to be disciplined at all. The vast majority of people even have it at the back of their minds that discipline is hard to attain and can be an unnecessary burden to carry. Even these people, though, recognize the fact that self-discipline is key for enjoying unrivaled success, but they choose to look for easier paths. But what exactly is self-discipline? Is it, as people believe, a decision to deprive yourself of the finer things in life? Of course not. Self-discipline or self-control refers to the conscious decision of setting up detailed plans for your goals and then showing the needed resolve to stick to the plan regardless of the current situation. A self-disciplined individual gives himself no choice of quitting or straying away from his designed path. Instead, self-discipline means that you remain in total control of your emotions, thoughts, and actions. Self-discipline means that you manage your time and show the required willpower to make the most necessary sacrifices to get your goals. Many people are chasing the very same things, and it can be very hard to streak away in front of the chasing pack, but with self-discipline, you begin to construct a lifestyle pattern that ensures that you are prepared for any contingencies. You can begin to continue to make the right decisions and take the correct actions, even when you don't really fancy that particular action. Self-discipline has long been the staple food of the greatest personalities in history. It has enabled them to transcend the limits that life tries to impose on everybody and broaden their thoughts process such that their thoughts and emotions are forever positively inclined towards success and remaining true to their goals. Self-discipline is the greatest common factor in the lives of Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, J.K. Rowling, Cristiano Ronaldo, Van Gogh, Beethoven, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Sir Isaac Newton, Chopin, and Albert Einstein. Every single one of these achievers had large obstacles on their path to success. Many of them faced setbacks and roadblocks that would have defeated ordinary, undisciplined men. But self-discipline changes your psyche and prevents you from being able to quit or stray away in frustration. It empowered them to not only cope with their challenges, but to surmount them and soar higher than even their own expectations. Thomas Edison is a quintessential example of an individual who used self-discipline to create a structured, organized life. In many ways than one, Edison was miles ahead of most other inventors of his era simply because he planned out exactly the way he wanted to live life and run his experiments and then remained ever conscious and true to his plan. In creating the light bulb, for instance, Edison is reputed to have carried out over 10,000 experiments just to perfect his invention. However, it was not as if he was responsible for each one of these experiments. Instead, he had a large group of fellow scientists involved who carried out experiments on his direction. Having perfected his plan and based his entire approach on leverage, Edison then showed the required discipline to stick to his theories until they were either proven right or wrong. This is exactly what self-discipline is: to be able to create plans that are adhered to.